877-8345.
Now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, welcome to the second hour of our show this week. Glad you're joining us, and I made the announcement earlier. We're going to start Monday through Friday from 7 to 9. Full details on our Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Going to be Jim Brown in the evening. Glad to have you join us 6 days a week now. We'll be on Sunday, 5 other days a week, and I'll be filling in for Jason Lewis this Friday right here on Genesis Communications. So to get all those times and locations, just go to my website, jimbrownusa.com. Glad to have you join us as a listener. Hey, our old friend Pike Logan is back. If you've been listening to the show regularly, we were in touch with Colonel Brad Taylor, who wrote a real blockbuster here. About a year ago, we had Brad on the show, had his big blockbuster at the time that was called Brad, don't you tell me. I'm trying to think. I remember it well. One Rough Man, right?
Yes, sir.
That's right. One, that's your debut novel. We got Colonel Taylor with us here right now with his new novel, All Necessary Force, True to Life, really puts into perspective the things we're fighting throughout this world today and keeping us safe. Colonel Brad Taylor, welcome to the show today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Brad, you're down in South Carolina. Just followed a real rough presidential primary, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. All over the state. Going at it.
That's right. Well, they moved on out, so we can kind of get back to normal from South Carolina now. Brad, your first book was a huge bestseller. We enjoyed reviewing it with you on the show. Yeah, we had you on the show, and we talked about a series that you said you might just kind of hang with this guy, Pike Logan, your special forces operator. I want to tell our listeners that Colonel Taylor was infantry, special forces, and has a really dramatic background in terms of his own personal service to this country. He's retired now and started writing some real true to life books. And so, give us a little update now on Pike Logan. Pike Logan was your character to start off in this first book. You've carried him to the second book. I guess he's been so successful, I guess we're going to see Pike Logan around for a good while, aren't we?
Yeah, I hope so. As long as I can come up with ideas.
Well, you've done a great job in this particular book. Brad, let me ask you a little practical today stuff going on right now in the military. I mean, it's a whole different world when you first went into the military in terms of counterintelligence and what we're trying to do to keep America safe, the uncertainties. You know, you don't really know who the bad guys are. I know there's always been somewhat of a problem with that, but just give us a little overview of what you've experienced in seeing this dramatic change in trying to keep the peace and keep our ducks all in a row where we know who the good guys are and the bad guys are.
Yeah, actually, it's gone. I came in right at the what I call the Reagan era, right there at the end of the Cold War, which was definitely, you could look somebody in the eye and say that's the Soviet Empire, and that's what we were focused on. And that Cold War architecture is actually what caused some issues when 9/11 happened, because we were stovepiped, and CIA did their thing, and the Department of Defense did their thing, and it took a long time to start blending those together and say, hey, we got to work this together.
Well, as far as covert action, we've always had the CIA, and you've had the the Department of Defense. Looks like the lines have blurred a great deal. There was very firm lines of demarcation a few years back. Then you had some conflict, and so you kind of wonder when it comes to national intelligence, just how it all blends in together. I know there's a lot of cross sharing and there's a lot of overlap. Do you feel pretty confident that we've got some of those earlier problems worked out? I mean, the lack of information from 9/11, you referred to 9/11. How do you feel today versus 10 years ago when all this dramatic shakeup kind of took place, the competition took place, we didn't know really who was in charge? How do you feel then versus today?
Well, it's all a give and take. People look at 9/11 and they say, you know, we had the golden egg, they didn't spread the information because this guy wanted to keep it for himself and that sort of thing. Most of that wasn't done for malicious reasons. It was done to protect the information. After 9/11, we said, oh, everybody's got to have the information. Start sharing it. And what do you get? Well, you get WikiLeaks. Everybody gets the information. Now it gets out on the web. That's the reason that the stovepipe was in place. So it's a give and take. a delicate balance as to who really needs it and who doesn't. One thing that's, I mean, we're definitely doing better at information sharing, but that has its own foibles. The one thing that happens is nobody wants to be the guy that didn't pass a threat information. Well, we get daily threat streams, just incredible numbers of threat streams over and over again. So every one of those things gets passed because they don't want to be the, there's, you know, out of a million threat streams, maybe one has any credibility, but you don't want to be the guy that had that one. So we're just cluttering up the information systems with all this stuff because nobody wants to be the guy that didn't pass it.
Well, I understand that. Now, how do you handle when you write your books? You're writing fiction, but obviously you have a great deal of information from your past service. I'm sure you network with a cross-section of folks that share information with you that you knew in the military. So how do you balance making sure the story was realistic and making us right there at the time without divulging classified government information?
Well, you kind of hit on it right there. I do network with guys that are still in the arena, so to speak. And before my manuscript even goes to the editor, I'll have them read it. Say, is there anything in here that you feel would put your lives in harm's way? Will it compromise any tactics, techniques, or procedures? And they'll come back and tell me, you know, don't put this in, don't put that in. There were some lessons learned. I mean, I know it's classified. But, you know, I had one thing in All Necessary Force, and it was all over the web. It's everywhere. And they said, take that out. And I said, hey, this is all over the web. And he said, hey, well, your background, they're just guessing. You put it in your book, and it's confirmed. And he's got a point. So I took it out.
Now, I see you're, so I guess you've got to reach that balance. And still, you want to be true to, you know, letting your readers know. And your stuff's very realistic. You feel like you're right there. And I think you do a good job of educating your readers in terms of, you know, this is so complicated. Now, like I say, I went in the service during the Vietnam era, went to the Army, did some basic training, went to a special forces unit. Pretty cut, everything was cut and dried, you know, everything. And you knew exactly what your mission was from day one. You knew the limits on the weapons you were going to use, and it was a pretty cut and dried thing, where today it has changed so darn much. And speaking of weaponry and all the new gadgets, you got the drones and all these things. There's so many new things out there. I mean, you use a lot of them in your book itself. I mean, how real are the gadgets and the weaponry and All Necessary Force, your new book?
Well, if it's in the book, the technology is realistic. It's absolutely accurate. But that's not to say that's something that we accurately use, because I'm not, like I said before, I'm not going to give up any kind of classified technology. So, and one funny thing is that some of them I'll just create. I know how the technology works. I have a healthy appreciation with it, so I'll invent widget X to do a certain task. And that one of those was in the book, and the operator came back and said, that's classified. You got to take that out. That's top secret. And I wrote him back and said, I made that up. We don't have that. So I thought, if I can fool him, I'm doing pretty good.
Now, do you take your book and submit it? Let's say when the book is done. I know you're trying to be very responsible personally, and you check this out with a cross-section of sources. You don't want to put your lives in danger. But when the book is completed, do you, in the CIA, you got to pass it by for final review and clearance? You have to do anything like that in your books or not?
I don't, because it is pure fiction. There's nothing in there that I'm not divulging any kind of operations that I've had any non-disclosure statements I've signed for against.
I got you. Okay. Now, in your book, you talk about the Muslim world and the Arab world. And after your book was finished, of course, we've had such a huge uprising in the Middle East. You've had this Arab Spring. You've had revolutions take place. A lot of changes and a lot of new players along that line. So as you're in the process of writing your book, how did all this shakeup affect what you were doing?
Hey, it was a big shakeup. The problem with writing about current events is precisely that. They're current. When I hit print, the world keeps marching. I did Egypt's a big setting in the book, and I did the research there about a year and a half ago, which was ended up being about 5 months before the Arab Spring. And I wrote the book, and then I was watching TV, and I was like, oh, there goes the book, because Egypt just went to pieces. Luckily, it stabilized fairly quickly. And the big writing,
and Colonel,
the
Colonel,
big rewrite I had to do was I had the Muslim Brotherhood, which no one had really heard of.
And Colonel, can you let me just stop you right now? I've got to take a break right now. Just take a couple-minute break. I want to come back and talk with Colonel Brad Taylor. Hot new book, going to make the New York Times best-selling list, All Necessary Force. Wonderful book. Read it. This is the second book we've talked about here in the show. We're going to come back with Colonel Brad Taylor here in just a second. Freshen up your coffee. This is Jim Brown's Common Sense. Our website, www.jimbrownusa.com. We'll be right back with you.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense. right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Working on a home or residential painting project? Then there's only one name you need to know, PPG. PPG has earned the respect of professionals and homeowners alike because we combine the latest paint technology with expertise and knowledgeable service. PPG offers a broad range of primers, paints, stains, and specialty products to meet all your needs. Available at either our PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints Company-owned store or independent dealer locations throughout the U.S. Each PPG product comes with the customized service you deserve to make sure you get the right fit for the job. And choosing colors has never been easier thanks to the PPG Voice of Color system that helps users discover colors that match their personality. So for the best quality products, excellent service, easy-to-use color tools, and great results, visit your local PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints location today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, we're talking to Colonel Brad Taylor. His first book, One Rough Man, made the New York Times best-selling list. This new book, All Necessary Force, is going to make it again. I really am intrigued by all the international confrontations going on and the counterterrorism activities, something that a lot of us average Americans don't know that much about. And Brad Taylor does a marvelous job of explaining it to you in a clear way, but still an exciting way when you read his books. His character, Pike Logan's kind of the hero, and I think Brad's going to have him in a number of books to come. Colonel, now let me ask you this. In your book, when I was reading All Necessary Force, you talk about some of the shortfalls of traditional intelligence, and you describe in your book, and I know it's fiction, but you talked about the guys on the no-fly zone, and he gets on a plane to the United States. And so to deal with this, Pike Logan, your main character in the book, kind of form a separate task force, really to be more protective of Americans. And I guess I'd ask this question. They don't want to put you on the spot because I know it's fiction, but do you think we need to make a case for the creation of a real counter-terrorist operation similar to what you propose in the task force?
No, actually, I don't. Not at all. Like I told you last year, the primary reason the task force at the strategic level, the reason I made that fictional organization is precisely so somebody wouldn't say I was writing about real organizations. We did the background of it, the fighting that goes on between the CIA and the Department of Defense and, deployment orders and presidential findings. All that is very real. And so the background of creating it, we could have gone that way if we wanted to. We didn't. We solved the problem the American way, which is figure out how to win the fight legally, which happened really about 2006 when Gates took over Department of Defense coming over from CIA. Then we started working together. I mean, he was the head of the CIA. Now he's head of the Department of Defense. Let's start getting some synergy.
Well, you do a great job of making real events that you write in fiction, but you're tracking a lot of things you've seen personally. And so I guess if I ask this question, I mean, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book? They read All Necessary Force, and what do you want them to feel or think when they finish your book?
Well, first and foremost, really what I want them to, I just want them to enjoy the read. That's the reason I wrote it. I succeeded if they say, I lost sleep last night because I wanted to finish your book. Beyond that, I guess the main thing I want to show is the moral component to the fight itself, both on the enemy side and the friendly side. Too often the characters are, Jack Bauer's running around, if I could drill a kneecap in this guy, if he's bureaucrats and get off my back, if I could do all this torture, we'd solve the day. When that's not the case, a special forces operator works with a moral compass and has to make split-second decisions, life and death decisions, and he lives with the repercussions of those decisions. It's not wake up the next day and who else can I kill. On the same token, the enemy, I don't know how many terrorists I've met. Unfortunately, I've met a few of them, and I've sat there, looked at him, and just said, I can't believe this guy wants to kill everybody. He's so normal. I mean, they aren't Dr. Evil. They don't have this malicious grin as they run around trying to kill everybody.
Yeah, I bet that's interesting to put yourself in the mind, and I guess it's doctrinal in terms of you've been educated from day one as to who this perceived enemy is and your mission in life. If you want to go on to a later life as destroyed, then that's part of your upbringing through religious teachings. And, I guess you can indoctrinate anybody up to a point, and as you say, very normal people can do some very disastrous things. So you sure portrayed that well in your book, Brad, and I sure wish you every success. Now, let's talk a little bit about the future. I mean, Pike Logan's, I just assume, is going to be around for a while. You got something on the drawing boards right now?
I do. Actually, book three's at my editor as we speak. I took a step back and started looking at a smaller scale problem, which was basically Hezbollah, Syria, and the Palestinian problem with Israel. And it's more of the Day of the Jackal thing, vice of some all fears type thing. And I think it's one of the best books I've written. Unfortunately, then Syria starts falling apart. Everything's falling apart again, so I'm in the same problem I had before.
Well, I think that's timely. I just think that whole confrontation with Israel is going to bring its ugly head back. We kind of, with the Arab Spring, Israel's been kind of put in the background, and we've kind of lost any concern or focus, and their problems of trying to have a Palestinian peace has kind of been put aside because the whole focus has been on what's happening throughout all the rest of the Arab world and the Middle East. But this issue of Israel and how you protect their safety, the special relationship with America, that's not going away, and it may, unfortunately, raise its ugly head in terms of a difficult issue, maybe not this year, but it's going to come back up as things settle down in the Middle East, and so hopefully your book will be timely in putting that in perspective. So, Colonel, we appreciate you spending some time with us today. The book is All Necessary Force, Colonel Brad Taylor. You can read about it and actually order it on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Colonel, we wish you every success. Enjoyed your book. I'm looking forward to the third one. Hope you'll come back then. We'll talk some more.
Certainly, I'd love to. And if anybody wants to read an excerpt, they can get an excerpt on my website at bradtaylorbooks.com.
Bradtaylorbooks.com. I think I've got that link. I'll put that link up right now. Bradtaylorbooks.com. Have that on the website there for you. Colonel, have a good weekend. Glad to talk to you.
You too. Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye. Interesting guy, you know, writing fiction, not really telling factual things, but obviously his background is so extensive. He knows so darn much, having been a special forces officer and all the special training. As they say, he's met terrorists and got just a world of experience, bringing that experience into his book. And like I say, this will make the New York Times bestseller book. I don't read a lot of military fiction. I'm kind of the old school. You know, I went to school in England for a while. I had the great pleasure and honor of going to Cambridge over in England to study English literature. And so I guess I'd like to sit down with some of the more traditionalists, some of the older books for relaxation to get ready for a show like this. And now I'm doing six shows a week. I want to read, obviously, a lot of newspapers, magazines, that kind of thing to get information. But when you occasionally do like something, it's great to find an author that really grabs your imagination, and Colonel Brad Taylor certainly has done so. BradTaylorBooks.com, where you can get an excerpt of the book and more information also on my website, www.JimBrownUSA.com. Before we take a break here, I want to tell you again that we're starting on the February the 5th, that Monday, broadcasting five nights a week from 7 in the evening till 9 in the evening, on a cross-section of stations, WJBO, which is 1150 AM out of my home city of Baton Rouge, is our flagship station, and you can listen at WJBO. If you want to find out just how to listen in other locations throughout the country and throughout the world, again, you can go to my website, www.JimBrownUSA.com. Got a busy week. Jason Lewis is a very well-known commentator on this network, Genesis Communications. He's going to be filling in for Rush Limbaugh, I believe, this Friday, which is the 3rd of February, and I'm going to be filling in for Jason Lewis. I'm a big shot. I'm filling in for the Rush Limbaugh fill-in, if you will. So, anyway, glad to fill in on the Jason Lewis show on Friday here on Genesis Communications. And then that following Monday, we'll start from 7 to 9 each evening of broadcasting, talking about what's happening throughout the world. Got some great guests lined up already. Former Mayor Rudy Giuliani, from New York, America's Mayor, will be with us. Bill Bennett's going to be on that first week. The former Secretary of Education writes prolifically with so many books. Joe Scarborough, who writes on the Great Morning Show on NBC and broadcasts. And so we're going to have a lot of good personalities on. We'll talk about a cross-section of issues. Hope you'll join us. Going to take a break right now. Coming back with a lot more information for you. Jim Brown on Jim Brown's Common Sense, www.JimBrownUSA.com.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural, innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, healthproducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combined combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, well, do we need a pajama police? Do we have to have a special law enforcement unit to go out and check you for wearing pajamas? That's what the Wall Street Journal did a big section on this weekend's Wall Street Journal. It did a whole section on the idea of wearing pajamas out in public. And where it came to mind was they pointed out that a Louisiana politician, I gotta face one more embarrassment about where I live. I know I'm a Louisiana guy, and we always seem to do something to embarrass ourselves to the face of the rest of the nation. Now we got a Louisiana politician. This is a large story in the Wall Street Journal. I didn't know about it until I read the Wall Street Journal. It says things may soon be a little less casual in Shreveport, Louisiana. We got a commissioner down there, Michael Williams. He'd like to outlaw the wearing of pajamas outside the home. And here's what Commissioner Williams says. The moral fiber in our community is dwindling. If not now, when? Because it's pajama pants today. Next, it will be underwear tomorrow. Williams says a recent shopping experience inspired him to propose a ban. Here's what he said. I observed a couple of young men in loose-fitting PJs on, probably with their private parts about to come out and no underwear, he says. He wants to ban wearing pajamas in public. He says he's working with the city attorney on an ordinance and the wording that he's going to introduce to ban pajamas on the streets. Well, it stirred up a great deal of controversy. The Wall Street Journal did a major story on it this week. I've opened up my email. We talked about it in several previous shows, and I asked you to email me, and I've gotten a cross-section of responses. Now, there are some that like the idea. They like the whole idea. Here's an email. These mostly come from the Shreveport area. Knowing what doesn't promote productivity? Pajama pants. Here's one that says, I hate when people are out in public in pajamas. Seriously, put some jeans on. Here's another objection. The pajamification of America must end. And here's somebody that writes to me, if it's sold in the sleepwear section of the store, you can't wear it in public. Another email to me, I hate when I wear pajamas out of the house. I feel so trashy. So those are folks who are in favor of maybe an idea that you ban pajamas. Well, there are some who feel the other way. One, I like this, he says, because, you know, Louisiana doesn't have more pressing issues, doesn't have enough problems to deal with. Now they got to worry about the pajama police. Here's someone else who calls. You call them pajamas. I call them my Walmart tuxedo. And here's another pro who says, maybe if the politicians wore pajamas to work, they'd lighten up a little bit. Another emailer writes in, my favorite pajamas pants are so comfortable, I'm addicted. Comfy pajamas make life good. Another email says, if it's pajama day at work today, gotta love going to work in PJs. So anyway, and then again, here's the whole issue, I guess. So now we're supposed to have real-life fashion police, and I guess that's the point right there. We've got the food police in New York. Mayor Bloomberg is telling restaurants they can only have so much trans fat in their food, which the restaurants ought to do. I'm on a voluntary basis all for cutting back on trans fat, cutting back on all the fat in the foods we eat. Do we need a fashion police? There have been some locations that are banning the lowriders. I don't like those lowriders, those kids, primarily males, wear those lowriders showing their crack in their rear end and all the way down, halfway down their rear end. I think it's disgusting. I don't like it. And there probably comes a point when decency ought to prevail and you are walking on the line of being obscene. And we have obscenity statutes that we have on most every city. A town, state, and those ought to apply. I don't like pajamas to be worn in public. I think it's tacky. I think that, as some people say, the sleepwear looks just looks real tacky. You go into a lot of stores, people wearing the pajama tops or bottoms. I don't like it. Should we have a fashion police? No, I don't think so. And again, Louisiana gets embarrassed by the idea of fashion police and the proposal up in Shreveport, Louisiana. Shreveport, Louisiana, home of the Grand Ole Opry, Elvis Presley's first big hits up there. Shreveport's a famous little town, big oil town initially back about 50 years ago. Huge, huge oil finds in Caddo Parish over into East Texas. And great little town. Look, my mother and dad, both of we're from Shreveport, both passed away, both buried up there, and I go to Shreveport pretty regularly to visit a brother, and I like Shreveport, but I don't think the councilman should be passing a law outlawing pajamas. Don't like them, shouldn't wear them, should be outlawed. No, councilman, I don't think so. Important ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court this week. We've seen a greater and greater erosion of our individual freedoms and protections under the Constitution. You know, we've talked a good bit on the show about the Patriot Act. Simply put, the Patriot Act is one of the most grievous acts against basic rights and liberties that we witnessed in our lifetime, certainly in my lifetime. And unfortunately, the President of the United States, two presidents, one Republican, one Democrat, and most members of Congress argue that they have a job to keep America safe. But that's not the starting point, you see. The job is to see that the Constitution is enforced, and that means keeping us free. And I quote one of my favorite guys, Judge Andrew Napolitano. He'll be on our show here in the next couple of weeks. We're talking right now about a date. Does a Fox News program. And he said that the job of these federal officials is to keep us, quote, here's what Judge Napolitano says, free from tyrants who sought and claimed power from thin air, free from prince-like federal agents who could behave without constitutional or legal restraint, free to live with a government that obeys its own laws. Any president who keeps us safe but unfree is ignoring his oath to the American people. And doesn't keeping us safe include keeping us safe from tyranny? And that deprives our own government. You know, Benjamin Franklin has a great quote about your security. You know, you want to be secure. We want to be safe. We all agree with that. Let me tell you what Ben Franklin said some 200 years ago. Security and freedom are not the same thing. In fact, just the opposite. The more security you seek, the less freedom you have. The people with the most security are in jail. That's why they call it maximum security. That's Ben Franklin 200 years ago. I think he was right on the money. Well, in any event, what brought this to bear was a ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court that came down this week about tracking GPSs. So many people have the GPSs in their cars, and you can put a portable GPS. I can go out and put a portable GPS, slip it with a magnet under your car. You won't know the difference. It can track you wherever you happen to go. And that's part of the new surveillance technologies that are coming into vein. And, of course, it presents a threatened great threat to your privacy. Now, in some instances, a GPS might make some sense if you voluntarily want to do so. I'll give you an example. A lot of you down in the Deep South know that I was the Louisiana Insurance Commissioner for a number of years. I love being Insurance Commissioner. And one of the things we tried to do was to lower your auto rates. And several companies are coming out with procedures where they will put a GPS in your car. They track what time of day you drive, where you drive, and when you drive. And the idea is that, and how much you drive, how long you drive for. The idea is if you don't drive that many miles, if you don't drive at night, if you're pretty much home at night, and you're in a safer area, then the odds of you getting into an accident or having your car messed up reduce much greater. So they charge you a lower insurance rate. Now, if you volunteer to do that, if you give permission, then that's okay with a GPS. But what about the federal government coming to track you? They're suspicious. Well, they said, you know, that guy's up to something. Let's just go track him. We'll put a GPS under his car. Just let that follow him for days, weeks, months, no court order. Do that without a court order? Uh-uh. I'll tell you what the U.S. Supreme Court said. The ruling came down this week. I wrote about it on our website, my column at www.jimbrownusa.com. Come back and tell you about that ruling. We'll have our final section right here on Jim Brown's Common Sense. I'm going to fresh up my coffee. We'll come back and talk some more.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
If you're a contractor working at homes built before 1978, you could be fined. Fined up to $37,500.
$37,500
per day
per violation.
If you're a landlord or property manager with rental properties
built before 1978,
you too could be fined.
Fined up to $37,500.
$37,500.
We're Kachina.
Kachina Lead Paint Solutions.
Helping contractors and landlords
comply with the new lead paint laws.
Avoid the penalties.
If you work on pre-78 houses, you must certify your firm.
You must be a certified renovator to test for lead paint.
If positive,
you must use lead safe work practices.
You must keep a tight paper trail in case of an audit.
This law is enforced by the EPA or your state.
If you remodel or rent properties built before 78,
call Kachina for free information
and a free phone audit.
Call 888-800-5224.
888-800-5224.
KachinaLeadPaintSolutions.com.
The call is free.
The audit is free.
888-800-5224.
Kachina Lead Paint Solutions.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, as I was saying before the break, it's been a terrible year for Americans in wanting to have freedom and wanting to have some basic protections, individual liberties. Congress, both Democrats and Republicans alike, first reauthorized this Patriot Act, which is a despicable piece of legislation. Then, on New Year's Eve, which is a few minutes ago when most Americans were focused on reveille and football, President Obama signed this latest assault on many basic freedoms, something called the National Defense Authorization Act, another terrible piece of legislation. What it says is American citizens can be arrested and restrained indefinitely without any due process. An American can be locked up, no trial, no hearing, no charges, indefinitely if the president so desires. You know, we fought the British for our freedom, and even King George did not have the power to indefinitely detain any citizen. I got to say it again. American citizens can be arrested on American soil, indefinitely imprisoned, merely on the basis of accusations. And the Demodonts and the Republican cants, who can't seem to agree on anything, sure quickly agreed to compromise basic American freedoms. Now, there is a little good news. Every now and then we get a glimmer. Just this last week, the U.S. Supreme Court, often notoriously blind, by the way, to the cause of individual rights, unanimously, without any dissenting vote, decreed that a search warrant is necessary before a law enforcement officer can use a GPS device to track and follow a criminal. You see, what they were doing was just popping a little portable GPS under your car and following you wherever you went, hoping that you'll lead them to some kind of crime. You might commit a crime, and they track wherever you're going. No check and balance. Now, I've got no problem if a police officer, if the FBI, any official who's duly qualified, feels like someone is a criminal and they want to check on them, that they can tap your phone calls. And I understand that's an important thing to do for our protections against terrorists as well as local criminals. But you see, we build in some checks and balances. That's what so many of these federal officials forget. The beauty of America is not the Bill of Rights. It's wonderful to have the Bill of Rights, but a number of companies have Bills of Rights. The beauty of democracy is that we have these checks and balances. You've got three co-equal branches of government, the executive, you've got the judicial, and you've got the legislative, and they counterbalance each other. They serve with the checks and balances. So if a police officer feels like they have to trespass on your individual rights because you may have performed some type of crime, then you'd use the check and balance system that's built into American democracy. You go get a court order. You get someone to say, yes, that makes sense. You're not just being vindictive. You're not just after some guy on a hunch. And that's what judges do. And as Judge Napolitano has said, they do it at all hours of the day and night. You can call a judge at 3 o'clock in the morning. He says that he and I've had other judges tell me, look, go ahead. You're authorized for the warrant, for the GPS. Just have an order in my desk in the morning. I'll sign it. But go ahead. You can do it. You think there's a crime about to take place? Go do it. That's fine. Supreme Court said without a warrant, you can't do that, you see. You can't do that. That's a violation of the Fourth Amendment in the Constitution. Now, other questions come up, and the question is, what if the police can track an individual without installing any equipment? Many new cars have GPS availability installed in the car at the factory. You know, I've got OnStar in my car. Can they just go tap into OnStar without a court approval and track me through OnStar? OnStar can. I've given OnStar my okay. OnStar has my permission to track me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so that if I get into a jam, I can hit that little emergency button in my car, and OnStar comes right on the line. I want that protection in case my family or I or get involved in some kind of an accident. I've given my permission. That's where it comes in. So I don't think GPS or any tracking system could be used unless they clarify more future technique. Now, the Supreme Court punted on any clarification here and said they would consider these issues a later time. It's a very narrow ruling. But at least the ruling came in to where GPSs can't be used without getting a court order. And that's right. That's how it should be. That's part of your basic constitutional guarantees. The Fourth and Fifth Amendment provide for that, and it should be put into place. The basic freedoms and protections of American citizens under the Bill of Rights have never been under such assault today, and I'm glad the Supreme Court backed away a little bit. You know, the stripping of these freedoms began back following 9/11 under George Bush, and the Obama administration have been cut to the bone. You know, Obama's supposed to be this flaming liberal. He's cut our basic civil liberties, which is a conservative foundation, cut them to the bone. Lenin, the Russian Lenin, summed up well the distinction of our nation that our nation is heading. Here's what Lenin said, 50 years ago? No, 100 years ago. It is true that liberty is precious, so precious that it must be carefully rationed. That's Lenin, 100 years ago. Well, there was a small step towards the protection of privacy in the Supreme Court decision this week. But if the call for security smothers the rights of privacy and the inalienable right, not a man-given right, inalienable right to be free, then you're right. Terrorism wins. They win. If you say security at all costs, you give up your freedom to be secure. You know, we're going to give you maximum security, right? America, our country, cannot issue a call throughout the world for freedom in other countries. We can't tell other countries, hey, we want you to be free, while at the same time deserting it right here at home, right here at home. Our freedom train is a little off the track, and we've got some adjusting to do, but I think the Supreme Court gave a small step in the right direction by saying if you're going to GPS someone, you've got to get a court decision. Benjamin Franklin again. Listen to Benjamin Franklin's words. And he reflects what all the founding fathers were saying. Those who would give up essential liberty for temporary security deserve neither liberty or security. You see, the mission is to keep us free. Mission is to keep us free. You can keep us safe and free. You've got to protect those freedoms, and you can build in ways to keep us free. That's just basic. And so we'll watch what the Supreme Court does as we get on further down the line, but at least they're off to a good decision right there. Not going to have a lot of time to talk about it, but in the news is this trial of a real shyster, apparently, Texas financier Alan Stanford, who's bilked hundreds of thousands of people all over the country out of their investments. He's being tried in Houston for bilking these folks, and he's got a long way to go to protect his innocence, but a little common sense ought to be used. Ought to learn some lessons from what he said. There was someone testifying this week at the trial, a gentleman who's 69 years old over in Florida, said he started investing with Stanford Investments back in 2006, sunk his whole life savings, $1,600,000, into certificates of deposit that he purchased from a Caribbean bank. And Stanford said this is a good investment, purchased it from a Caribbean bank. He was getting 4% interest above what the normal rate was, and he put everything he owned into this Caribbean bank. He lost it. He's devastated, and he should be devastated. It's not fair. This guy, if it's true, should go to jail. He said, well, his CDs he bought, he was told, would be insured by Lloyd's of London. Lloyd's of London is a conglomerate of insurance companies that does some reinsurance, but they have financial. Look, I know about that. We considered shutting down Lloyd's of London back in the 90s when I was insurance commissioner. I went and examined. Lloyd's of London had never been examined by a U.S. regulator. I went over there with a team and examined Lloyd's of London. They had some financial problems. We gave them some strict orders. They straightened them out. So you can't rely on Lloyd's of London to be sure your investment is 100% protected. And I guess here's the lesson to learn from Stanford. I don't care what you have to invest, $10,000, $1 million, $100,000, $10 million. You don't put it all in one investment product. You spread the risk. You want to have some liquid cash. You want to have something easily liquidable. You want to have some growth stocks. You want to diversify. You don't want to put your whole nest egg with one person or one company. Common sense diversification. And you know, the other lesson to be learned, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. I mean, a bank down in Antigua, I think, is paying on its CDs 3 or 4% higher than what an American bank is paying. Looks too good to be true. If you're looking at something like that, check with a lawyer or check with some outside investment advisor that you trust, a member of your family, someone that you know well. So, look, I'm thinking about an investment here. What do you think? And then if the guy says it's a great investment, you don't put everything you own in that one investment. I know CDs are not paying very much right now, but at least it's liquid. I want a little liquid cash to help my kids and grandkids with their problems. You need to have that. I want some growth stock. You've got some stocks that pay a dividend that are pretty good investments right now. You spread that risk.
And love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, and great. Grave Inc. embeds strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.